This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a memo late Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley, says that Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that by currently recognized standards, he's no longer considered a transmission risk of COVID-19. This comes as the president made his first round of campaign stops since being treated for COVID-19. Addressing supporters on the South Lawn while standing on the White House balcony, President Trump says the U.S. is doing a great job defeating COVID-19.
I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it. And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time.
But at a recent campaign event in Las Vegas, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden once again harshly criticized Mr. Trump, saying the president has failed his greatest test, and that is the coronavirus pandemic.
More than 210,000 Americans are dead. 420,000 have been hospitalized. We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people every single day in America, worse than any country in the world.
Meanwhile, Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started. Intensive care wards are filling up, and again, bars are shutting down. Authorities say a widespread case of COVID-19 fatigue is making matters worse. Spain this week declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. And Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing and new